Scientists report they have built a virus from scratch, using only chemicals and a published roadmap of genetic information. They have synthesized a poliovirus in the laboratory. The virus can infect cells and cause paralysis in laboratory animals. The new research is a sobering reminder that it doesn't take a stockpile of a dangerous virus to make more. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
21 years ago, Nobel Prize-winning biologist David Baltimore and his colleague Vince Racinello determined the genetic sequence of the poliovirus. They also made a physical copy of the virus's genetic material, what biologists call a clone. Baltimore says at the time he wasn't sure if the genetic material from a virus, without the virus particle itself, was enough to cause infection.
And I remember I said to Vince, look, we've got the clone. Let's throw it into cells and see if it generates virus. I can't imagine how it will, but maybe it will. And it did.
That was the first proof that DNA by itself was enough to essentially generate a virus. But Baltimore and his colleagues were using DNA they got from living cells. Virologist Eckhard Wimmer wondered whether it was possible to take living cells completely out of the equation. What if you just use the chemical constituents of DNA, put them in the correct order, and see if that could make a virus?
3 years ago, we thought it should be done as a proof of principle, as a statement, and possibly for some beneficial reasons.
Now, Wimmer and his colleagues at the State University of New York at Stony Brook have done that. Their work appears in the online edition of the journal Science. Wimmer says so long as you know the proper order, the proper sequence of a virus's genetic material, the approach he took is not limited to the poliovirus.
HIV or influenza virus or hepatitis C virus or hepatitis B virus, you could easily reconstruct from the written sequence by synthesizing custom-made DNA and using that DNA to go from there.
Wimmer says the benefit of being able to do this is both theoretical and practical. If you predict that a particular change in a virus's genetic makeup might affect the way a virus behaves, all you have to do is try it in the laboratory and see what happens. This approach could be extremely useful when it comes to building better vaccines. But David Baltimore, who is now the president of the California Institute of Technology, says there's also a troubling aspect to the ability to synthesize a virus.
It has always left me with the worry that even if we eliminate an agent, that with sufficient skill, it can be reconstructed. And so there's no real meaning to eliminating, like, the stocks of smallpox. I still feel that we should eliminate the stocks of smallpox. But realistically, that doesn't mean it's gone forever.
But it may be gone for at least a while, says virologist Eckhard Wimmer.
To make smallpox virus is theoretically possible, but right now it is a major job and it would take a long time and a lot of resources.
But Wimmer agrees with Baltimore that with advances in biotechnology, the job will become easier. And that raises the question of whether some terrorist organization might attempt it. Wimmer says that's not a question he can really answer, but he says all he and his colleagues were trying to do was to prove a scientific point.
We have not really provided any new tricks. Bioterrorists didn't learn from us anything.
Perhaps not, but the new study is bound to give federal anti-terrorist experts another thing to worry about. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.